life. And at this very moment, you still have obstacles to overcome. You have probably figured out by now that it is impossible to live without some degree of hardship. The good news for you is that no matter what has stopped you in the past or what is holding you back right now, it is not entirely your fault. As my friend and mentor Jack Canfield once told me, we all do the best we can with the level of skills, abilities, knowledge, and awareness we possess at any given time. Allow this to really sink in. You can relax and stop beating yourself up. Anytime you might be feeling confused, lost, or scared, it is not your fault. Section 1 will show you why that is and how accepting this comforting fact is the first stepping stone to transforming your life. My goal is for you to finish this audiobook with a new level of awareness and a clear set of actions that will enable you to achieve mastery over your most valuable asset, your mind. The mind is the machine that controls everything in your world. How you respond to any event and how you navigate the obstacle standing in your way is all dependent on your ability to direct your mind, instead of it directing you. When you become the director, you will have the superhuman ability to boldly face any challenge that comes your way, whether it be training for a marathon, raising a child, finding the perfect career, building your own business, recovering from a traumatic event, or figuring out your purpose in life. Anything. If you put the systems in this audiobook to use, the event itself will become irrelevant. By the end of Section 3, you will know how to transform fear, stress, and anxiety into your allies, regardless of the context that creates them. In life, you cannot predict the next wave that will hit you on your voyage to greatness, but you can develop the habit of braving the stormy seas, no matter how many waves crash into you. This is the most important skill you could ever learn. After decades of research in what has become the largest and most important study on happiness, Professor Mihai Csikszentmihalyi, best-selling author of Flow, The Psychology of Optimal Experience, concluded, "Of all the virtues we can learn, no trait is more useful, more essential for survival, and more likely to improve the quality of life than the ability to transform adversity into an enjoyable challenge. Teaching myself this trait brought me back from the brink of death." So how did I do it? And how can you master this ability? By the end of this book, you will know the answer to those questions and others like these. How are fear, stress, and anxiety the most powerful weapons to beat fear, stress, and anxiety? What 6 simple words led to a 30% improvement in student test scores? Parents, this makes all the difference in your child's future. What does it really mean to be happy? What is the one habit no one talks about, yet it is more important than any other to cultivate? How can you travel through time and change your past? These questions carry within them secrets that could transform your life forever. If you want to unlock them, stop listening and take as long as you need to answer these questions. What challenges are you facing right now? How and where is fear, stress, or anxiety holding you back? There is no one-size-fits-all model for transformation. How you interpret the following content will be different from everyone else, so it is essential for you to be clear on what you want to get out of this book. Clarity is power. Without it, everything you are about to listen to will just be more information. I do not want this to be another book that makes no real difference for you. For this or any other program to work for you, you must analyze, absorb, and act upon the information from the perspective of your own needs. That requires you to approach the material with an open mind, willing to seek out the value in every chapter, and then choose whether or not to apply it to your life. As the Zen master Shunryu Suzuki said, "In the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities, but in the expert's, there are few." An open mind creates the space for new perspectives that lead to wisdom, and more importantly, transformation. By asking you to hold on to a beginner's mind, I am asking you to place your trust in me.